I believe the Lord likes to do things so that people have to just step back and say, man, that had to be God. Amen. Turn me up, Brother James. Can you hear me okay? No?
It's barely on.
Is that better? Yeah, there we go. Take your Bible and turn to Psalms 126 tonight. Just a simple, quick thought tonight. And I want to spend more time praying than we do preaching. I want us to gather around this altar tonight. We've got our prayer sheet, but I want us to specifically target the parade on Saturday. Brother Jason was telling me about the sign he's got made to go in the back of his truck. They'll be advertising for the RU program in the parade on Saturday. Who knows how many people be standing out there in that line that needs what he has to offer. Amen? So, well, we're going to be much in prayer. Amen? So I hope you don't mind doing a little bit of praying tonight. Thank you, Brother Todd. Psalms 126, and I'm going to read this entire chapter of Psalms 126. It is a beautiful Old Testament picture of the great commission that the Lord gave in Matthew chapter number 28 when he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Did you know it's the church's job to evangelize? We're living in a day when that's not happening in churches at all. Preachers are not even preaching salvation type messages. It's all what they call a lifestyle evangelism. And in other words, it's a gospel that suits everybody, no matter what stripe you are, what side of the tracks you come from. You know, it's going to make everybody feel good. Well, I'll be honest with you, when I realized I was lost, Brother Freddie, it didn't feel good. It felt horrible. I felt the condemnation and the wrath of Almighty God. I could see myself burning in hell. Hey, but listen, somebody's got to be willing to tell them, hey, without Christ, hell is a reality. Amen? So we are still a soul-winning station. Amen? I've never apologized, and I never will apologize for being a gospel preacher. It doesn't get old. I've been doing it 19 years, going on 20. I never get tired of preaching on the blood of Calvary and the salvation of God, brother. That's what we're called to do. Now, as a pastor, you know, we have to feed a balanced diet. Thank you, Brother Tom. But our primary objective and our main goal is to preach the gospel, amen, to every creature. Now, I want you to look at Psalms 126. The Bible said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. How about that? Y'all look up here. They lived their life in front of the heathen in such a way that the heathen said, my, God sure has blessed them. Amen? That their mouth was filled with laughter and their tongue was singing. Hey, we ought to be a happy bunch. That's the name of our church. Amen? We ought to be happy when we go out here in this parking lot on Saturday morning. Ought to be some joy about us instead of going, here, read this. I mean, man, you ought to shake somebody's hand and say, hey, it's good to see you. Hey, I mean, we ought to look like we are enjoying what we're doing. Amen? Amen. The heathen looked at him and said, boy, God's been good to that crowd right there. And here's what my prayer is. There's nothing strikes the heartstrings of adults like children. And I'm praying, brother, my prayer is Saturday morning, some little boys and girls get off that bus and start marching through that parade singing about the salvation of the Lord. But I'm hoping God gets hold of some hearts and they see a happy bunch of people that loves the Lord and are glad about serving Him. Amen. What a blessing. I'm getting a dose right here. Amen. He said their mouth was filled with laughter and their tongue was singing. Look at verse number 3. It said, the Lord hath done great things for us. Now, it was the heathen's testimony that God had blessed them, but then they had the testimony that God had blessed them. Said, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Amen. We ought to be glad. I know some of you, when you came here, you ain't what you used to be. Amen. When you first got here, you was on your way to a place called hell, friend. Amen. And the gospel of Jesus Christ got a hold of you at just the right time. And God's turned your life around. God's turned marriages around. Hey, we ought to be glad for what God has done in our hearts, in our homes, in our lives. Amen. Then verse number 5 and 6, this is where we'll bring the message from tonight. No, verse number 4, I'm sorry. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Now watch verse 5. The Bible said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let's read it again. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Tonight, I want to talk to you for a few minutes just about sowing in tears. Just about sowing in tears. If we're not careful, we get too mechanical with our soul winning and our witnessing. Amen. There's a certain Bible college that we supported over the years. A couple of their students that went on the mission field after graduating, and I've been out soul winning with them a couple of times. And it's the same thing. They're like machines. You know what I mean? They'll run into somebody and they'll bop, 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 pray this prayer and sign the back of my Bible. And they're on down the road. Amen. I believe there's something missing in our soul winning. I was thinking about Levi today when I was getting ready for the message tonight. When Levi was little, he loved to hand out gospel tracts. I mean, he loved it. It didn't matter where you was, Walmart, Kmart, it didn't matter, the mall. Levi loved handing out gospel tracts. And nearly every time when he was real little, like 3 years old, nobody turns down a tract from a three-year-old, but he would hand out tracts, and as he'd look up to him, he'd say, excuse me. And he'd have a little tear running down his face. Most precious thing you'd ever seen in your life. And never, but only one time did I ever see anybody reject him. And the guy really didn't reject him. He was at the Halloween thing up in Dallas, and he was dressed up like the Grim Reaper. You remember that? And Levi gave him a tract, and the guy went, ate it. Levi looked at me and said, what'd I do? I said, feed him another one. Give him another one. Amen. But anyway, there's something missing in our churches, and that's the burden for lost people. Amen. I mean, in order to move us, as you walk through that crowd on Saturday and realize how many of them will die without Christ and burn somewhere in a lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever, that ought to move us a little bit. When you realize when somebody could so easily have what you have, all they need to do is hear the message from the right person at the right time, that thing bathed in prayer, and they'll miss hell. Amen. So I want to look at several thoughts just through this scripture right here tonight. I want you to notice the principle in soul winning. The principle in soul winning. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. When's the last time you cried over somebody that was lost? Seriously, how many of you know somebody lost? When's the last time you got on your face and wept before God and begged God to save them? He said, they that sow in tears. Hey, God will get serious if you will. Amen. God will get serious if we will, if we'll get a real, genuine burden. You know what happens to people that go on the mission field? I have at least two phone calls every week of a young missionary trying to gain support to get to a field to go to work for God somewhere. Here's what happens. Somewhere in their life, they make a visit to that country or that place. A lot of times it's while they're in the military, Brother Greg, and they get a burden for that country, and they give up their whole lives. Why? Because they're burdened for lost people that live in that country who don't have the gospel message being preached to them. So they get a burden, that's what makes them go. Amen. So one first thing you're going to have to do to get a burden to follow this principle of sowing in tears and reaping in joy, first of all, you're going to have to open your eyes. You're going to have to realize that there's a need. You're going to have to see them. Amen. And not just the Shriners and the loud motorcycles and the go-karts and I'd like to drive one of them myself and the guys with the classic cars. I always be real sure to be real friendly to them fellas, you know, so maybe they're looking for a church. But we need to see past everything, the floats and the marching bands, and what we need to see is a soul. Every single one of those person has a soul that will spend eternity somewhere. So what I'm asking you to do tonight is cry with me a little bit. Amen. I mean, you say, well, I'm just not emotional. You might be if it was your son on his way to hell. You might be if it's your daughter or your mom or your dad on their way to hell. You might would shed some tears over them. Amen. Hey, listen, you get a burden for others, God might save yours.
That's right.
Amen. We okay tonight? There is a principle, and it's called sowing in tears. And the only reason you're going to sow in tears, you're going to have to get a little broke up about it. You're going to have to get disturbed about it. Amen. That's what happens to me every year. The Brother Greg and them bring the junior church over, and they do the bus kids parade through here, and they think they're doing it because it's my birthday and they want to be a blessing to me. What they don't understand, I'm the one getting the blessing. Somebody said, oh, here comes the bus kids, brother. He's going to start crying every single time. Every single time, because I open my eyes and I see what we're doing is worth what we're doing. Amen. I see what we're doing. I see these little kids standing up here hugging on me and singing and And I think, man, it is worth all the money we spend on the insurance. It is worth all the money we spend on the gases. If you're not careful, all you do is look at a bottom line and this amount of dollars and that amount of dollars and look at the mechanics of the ministry. You forget it's about people. Amen. I'm thrilled to death when those kids come marching in here. Amen. You know what it does? It reminds me of who I was. It reminds me of where I came from. It reminds me that just not so many years ago, I was the four-year-old little boy getting on the bus that carried him to church to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you Saturday, open your eyes and not see a parade, but see the people of the parade. See the people of the parade. See the people in the parade. See the people watching the parade. And ask God for it to move you. Ask God for it to do something in your heart that people around you are dying and going to hell. Amen. Wonder how many, you don't have to raise your hand, but I wonder how many of you are carrying a real burden for someone who's lost. A real burden for someone who's lost. It's something that just stays on you day in and day out. If you don't have one, you need to ask for one. You need to ask God to burden your heart. You know what I've done every day for the last 15 years? I've prayed for Fred Young. Brother Freddie's dad. Not sure if he's saved, not sure if he's lost, but we don't know. But I've prayed for him every single day. He's on my prayer sheet. Amen. I have a burden for him. I love him. Every time I see him, I feel like I've known him forever, and he's just as friendly to me, and I'm friendly to him, but I feel like I have a relationship with him because I've been calling his name all these years. And I promise you, ain't nobody except maybe Brother Freddie going to shout louder than I do when he confirms the fact that either he is saved or he got saved. Amen? We'll probably go to Alabama and have a little party over there. Amen? I like it. But I'm asking you, ask God to give you a burden for somebody. Some of you probably got somebody in your family that you're related to that if we had to go to their funeral in the morning, your heart would be broke because you know that your loved one is burning in hell. Amen? I used to hear a preacher preach all the time. He said, why don't you just walk through the stores and the malls and walk down the streets and visualize people on fire? He said, that'll give you a burden. That'll give you a burden for sinners. Just visualize them little precious kids with their hair on fire and fire shooting out their eye sockets. Amen. The principle of this thing is sowing in tears. Listen, God cares. God cares. God cared enough that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. Amen. And listen, there's no new fancy way of reaching people. There's this buck mailing. That ain't keeping people out of hell.
That's right, that's right.
I got three or four churches in this county. I get some kind of mailer from their church all the time. Come as you are, act as you want, you know, that kind of thing. And that ain't getting nobody. That's not reaching a soul, amen? But the principle is that God's people get a burden. You know why people ain't being saved by the droves? Because their churches don't care anymore. Our churches don't care anymore. We're so wrapped up in me, myself, and I'm guilty of it, and you're guilty of it. We got to get back to the place where we care again because the God who saved us, he does care.
Amen.
Amen. He does care. He cared this much, stretched out his arms and died. Amen. He does care. So the principle of this thing is to get a burden. Get a burden. They that sow in tears. You know what it means to sow? Does anybody know what it means to sow? I'm not talking about making a dress. I'm talking about planting a garden. Broadcasting that seed, brother. This is the precursor. This is not, the sowing in tears is not the actual witnessing. It's not the actual handing out a gospel tract. It's not actually marching in a parade. This is a precursor for that. We're going to sow in tears before we go out there. And if we'll sow in tears in here, we might just get to reap out there.
Amen.
Amen. Does that make sense? I'm going to show you a second thing. We notice the principle. I want you to notice the procedure. The procedure in soul winning. The principle is get a burden. You ain't going to witness people if you don't care. Amen?
Right.
Get a burden. Number two is the procedure, how it is done. Look what he said. He said, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Bearing precious seed. Listen, if I want to plant corn at my house and I put squash seeds in the ground, I'm not getting corn.
Amen.
Amen. Are we all right? We're going to reap what we sow. That's Galatians, right? We're going to reap what we sow. There's no doubt about it. So what we sow is very important. What is the seed that we are going weeping over? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Listen, every gospel tract we have contains the Word of God. The Bible said it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes, I know every one of these will not be read. They'll be left laying on the ground, and don't go behind them and pick them up. Let them lay there. Somebody's got to clean up. Amen. Amen. Somebody's got to pick up all them gospel tracts. And after they see that, the only doorway, huh? They might throw the first one in the garbage can, but they see them enough, brother, they might open that up and say, let me see what this is about. And you know what's going to confront them automatically? The Word of God. Very first line right here, Jesus is the door. He said in John chapter 10 and verse number 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter. Y'all listening to me? That's the Bible right there. That's not Happy Valley Baptist Church. That's not the Southern Baptist Association. That's not the Methodist. That's just the Word of God. Yes. Amen. And when they read that, I believe that thing's powerful. Yes. By the way, it was powerful enough on a billboard to save our man who runs the truck driving ministry. It was powerful enough on that sword. God's Word still has power. And I believe we'll come prayed up and with a burden, and we'll take it serious about putting the Word of God in somebody's hand. That's what a gospel tract is. It's portions of the Word of God. You understand that? That's what a gospel tract is. It has portions of the Word of God. Tell a sinner who they are. Tell them what their condition is. Tell them where they're going if they stay that way. But then it gives them an opportunity. You don't have to stay that way. It even gives them a prayer that'll help them pray on the back and trust Christ as their Savior. I am willing to bet, and I know betting's probably not a good term to use, but I'm willing to bet that somewhere, if we hand out probably, what, 5,000, 6,000, somewhere in that neighborhood, if we hand out that many tracts, I'd be willing to bet one of them's going to get read. Amen. I'd be willing to bet out of that many, one of them's not only going to get read, there's going to be a prayer at the end of it. We may never know it here, and we don't have to. It's not our job to keep score. God's doing a perfect job of that, amen? It's just our job to sow the seed. Sow the seed. Y'all remember the little song the kids used to sing? What was it, Brother Greg? The Word of God's like little bitty seed scattered all around, some in the road, some in the weeds, but everywhere you look, you find little bitty seeds. Y'all remember that? That's what these are. These are little bitty seeds. These are little bitty seeds. This has always been God's plan. It's always been His plan. It always will be His plan. Get the Word of God to the sinner. Amen. Who needs it? I know it's pretty simple tonight, but I'm trying to encourage you a little bit for Saturday, man. I'm excited. That right there, 3 cents. 3 cents. Keep a soul out of hell. Isn't that amazing? You would not believe the stories. I've been going the last 2 years and preaching at the Fellowship Track League where these come from, at that at their church that the printing ministry is out of. And you would not believe the stories. He gets out every service. He gets in the pulpit, and between congregational song, he reads a story, a letter that somebody has mailed in. I told you about the guy in the jail in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The jail was 80-something or 90-something percent. I can't remember now. I mean, it was hugely populated with Muslim. And this guy felt like he was the only Christian in the place, and he started trying to have a Bible study. Had two guys come to Bible study with him. Somebody came through the jail and took the Fellowship Track League track about the Muslim that just uses the Quran to show what they really are. And the guy took that one track. Here's what the letter said when he sent it to the Fellowship Track League. I can't remember the exact number, but the guy said, I've led like 80-something people to Christ, Muslims, with that one track, not a stack of them, that one. He said, as you can imagine, it is now very worn. Could I please have another? They wrote him back, said, how many people's in that prison? That's how many tracks you're going to get, amen? Yeah. Amen. One lady had a convertible car, and she was a drug addict, Brother Jason, and somebody just walked by her car, the top was down, walked by her car and threw a gospel track in the front seat of her convertible. She came out of the store, saw the track in there. It made her mad. She said a couple of cuss words, wadded it up, and threw it in the floorboard. The next day, she was taking her little sister to school. Her little sister was in high school. Her sister said, what's that? She said, oh, it's something old Jesus freak threw in here. And she opened it up, and she got to reading. And boy, she got to crying. And the little girl got saved. She took that gospel track home, gave it to her mom, and her mom got saved. Her mom called several family members over, shared the gospel with them from the gospel track, and nearly the entire family got saved. And finally, by the end of the week, the meth head girl was so tore up with conviction, she said, I got to get born again. And she took that very same gospel track. I'm telling you, it works, man. You may not always see who that little person, whoever it was that walked by that convertible and dropped that track, they probably never heard that story. They probably don't have a clue. They were just being a faithful witness and following God's procedure and had burden enough and care enough just to drop it in there. Yeah. Ain't got a clue. Can you imagine the look on their face when they get to heaven? And that guy walks up or that girl walks up and says, hey, I know you never met me personally, but you wadded up a tract and threw it in my car, and this is my family?
Yeah.
Woo! That's good stuff. That makes me want to drop one somewhere. How about you? Oh, yeah. I stopped at the store the other day to get some gas in my truck down at Patriots at the end of my road, and I reached to get the pump thing, and it had one of them break the chains, whatever that says on your in your pocket, and I said, that bunch of fanatics has been by here again, amen? Hey, it works, man. Some people are offended by it, and that's okay. And there may be, and I promise you, that there'll be more people out there in support of us Saturday than there will be against us. But there will be some against us, and we don't care. When it gets to the point where we're pleasing everybody and making everybody happy, we ain't doing something right.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had the guy call me from, what did I tell you the name of that town was, brother? I'll think of it in a minute. A Walmart manager. I'm calling me mad. I mean, he was storming mad. He said, you got to tell that crowd to quit tracking up my parking lot. That's what he used, tracking up my parking lot. I thought, man, I don't even know about it. It was like, it wasn't East Point. It was, I forgot. Anyway, it wasn't even around here. It was a long way off. I don't know who lives there, but somebody had a lady call the other day from Publix. And she said, preacher, I'm not fussing and I'm not mad or anything. She said, but somebody in your church is coming through the grocery store and putting gospel tracts in all the products. I thought, are they opening them? She said, no, they'll just stick it, you know, like where the box lid closes or wherever, you know, but they're sticking it in all the product. And open a bowl of butter, you know, it's got that seal up on it. Open a bowl of butter and put a gospel tract in. She said, well, you see what you can do. I said, sure. Hey, man, I'm just telling you, it works, and that's our job. And I don't care if we're the only church in town doing it, which we ain't. Did you notice last year we weren't the only church out there? And we wasn't the only church handing out gospel tracts either, brother. Amen. You know what I think for all these years, these other churches are going, maybe we ought to do something like that. Hey, that's a good thing, brother. If we can encourage another church, had the Pentecostal church come in here in the gym last year and said, can we pray with y'all? I said, yeah. They said, you got any more tracts? Yeah. Yeah, I don't care if Pentecostals is handing out tracts. Amen. Somebody gets saved, brother. Hey, they may tell them you can't keep it, but they'll understand it in the rapture. Amen. The principle, a broken heart. A broken heart, sowing in tears. Wow. You know what some of those bus kids are going to do Saturday they've never done before? They've never handed out a gospel tract in their life. And some of them are excited about it. They've probably never been offered the opportunity, most of them, to march in a parade. They're going to have a good time, man. Amen. And I'm going to watch them and cry like a baby. Amen. Yeah. The principle, sowing in tears. The procedure, going forth. You notice that going forth? There has to be a getting up on our part. There has to be an effort on our part. I believe when we visit God, half the time people we invite to church don't come, but he sends other people.
Yeah.
Amen. I used to get so discouraged because I'd invite people to church. Yeah, I'll be there. And they never would show up. But boy, I didn't know it, but God would put somebody in the pew that morning that needed to be saved.
Yeah.
Amen. God will honor it when we follow the principle and the procedure. But then, lastly, and I'm done, he closes this thing out with a promise. He closes it out with a promise. He said, if you'll do it my way, let me show you what's going to happen. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Here's what God said. You get a burden. You start caring like I care, and you start praying for those souls, and if you go after them, take the word of God to them, he said, I'll do it. I'll bless. Remember Paul said, I planted and Apollos watered, but God give the increase. God said, I'm going to take care of that latter end, amen? We'll take care of the reaping part. If you'll do the weeping part, I'll send the reaping part. Amen. You know what will happen? God will add to our church. God will add to our church. God will put somebody in here who can help pay the bills.
Amen.
He'll do it. Millionaires need Christ just like poor folks do, amen? And we're going to take it to all of them, amen? Let me give you another little outline in this chapter right here. How about this? Go. That's Kenneth Corin told me one time, he said that's a key word in the New Testament, go. Go. He said, he that goeth forth, we got to go. And I like to look at it like this. It's not just that we got to go, we get to go.
Amen.
We get to go. I ought to be in a wheelchair.
That's right.
I ought to be crippled. I ought to be in a coma somewhere. I shouldn't be getting to walk down the streets of this town giving people the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm going to go because I get to. Amen. He said, go. Now, watch this. So, go and sow.
Amen.
We're going with a burden. What are we sowing? The Word of God. He said, go and sow. He said, weep and then reap. That's a pretty good little plan, isn't it?
Yes.
Go, sow, weep, and reap.
Yeah.
Saturday's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
I know it already. It's going to be a good day. I'm not worried. I used to worry how many people showed up. I'll be honest with you, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If we've got 100, great. If we've got 50, great. I'm just excited that somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Amen? I'm just excited that them kids are going to get to march in that parade. And sing, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they all precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. But that's a message right there. Them kids will preach their own message walking through the middle of town. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And this town's going to get to see a church that loves people. A church that loves sinners. Listen, we'll give some instruction Saturday morning, but I'm just going to give some advice right here. You're not going out here to argue with anybody. If you're not careful, you'll let some nut sidetrack you and keep you from talking to anybody. They'll tie you up for an hour and a half. I don't play that game. I don't play that game, man, because some of them, that's all they want to do. They argue with a signpost. We're not going out there to pick a fight with nobody. Remember what I said? Put a smile on your face. Be friendly. Amen? Make sure your breath don't stink. Tic-tac. Amen? Be presentable. I don't think our preachers need to wear suits and ties. I'm not. I'm going to wear khakis and just a button-up shirt and something decent. You know what I mean? Well, I don't want to come across, people think you're a Mormon if you go out with a shirt and tie on any nowadays, amen? But we want to be presentable. But number one, man, let's get a burden. Let's ask God to give us a burden. He said, man, I just really don't have a burden. Ask God for one. Ask the Lord to give you a burden for lost people. He'll do it. He'll do it. Amen. I hope that was all right tonight. It's just on my heart. I wanted to spend more time praying. Get this prayer sheet. By the way, they'll be selling Boston Butts out here on Saturday also to help raise some money for the RU. So don't forget about that. Let's see. Huh? Boiled peanuts too. Hallelujah. My wife will be a customer, brother. I guarantee you that. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Y'all love the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
How many of you is coming?